Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off in a world that does not exist with sports. Or sports doesn't exist in this world, maybe?
We don't have any sports right now, so it's an interesting time. An interesting time in the world of sports, or lack thereof.
So because there are no sports to talk about on this show, and this is a sports show, we're still going to talk sports. We have some things that we could talk about that did transpire this past week before everybody canceled everything that could possibly be considered sport, except for one entity, and one entity alone stands in front of the coronavirus and says, we are not afraid, we are going to continue to do what we do. And that entity shouldn't even be shocking. That entity is Vince McMahon and the WWE.
Is the XFL playing today?
XFL's canceled.
So WrestleMania coming up, what, in a few weeks now?
That's about 3 weeks out, maybe 4 weeks out, three, 4 weeks out.
So they will, I guess they'll put it on. I'll see. But, you know, I was thinking about this driving down here today. This is the perfect opportunity to do what Jason Bishop does. You've had every major sporting event canceled, so now you can proclaim Central Florida the champion of everything. Well, that's what you can do.
Well, this is,
you're good at that.
Two things. Number one, yep. the Florida State Senate issued a bill today naming the Florida State Seminoles 2020 national champion, college basketball national champions.
Yeah, they would have had if they could have navigated through the ACC tournament, they might have been in, you know, discussion for a number one seed. San Diego State lost in a conference championship.
In a thriller.
So I don't know if they'd have got a number one seed or not. Would have been close. Baylor's lost a couple of games down the stretch. So that opened the door for teams like Florida State to get a number one seed if they won the ACC tournament, which, in my opinion, would have been deserved by the Seminoles if they could have navigated through that bracket.
Yeah, if they win the ACC tournament, I think you can have a conversation. And I just don't see how you can't give what you wouldn't have been able to give San Diego State a number one seed anyway. I mean, they lost two games. One of them happened to be the conference championship game, but you lose two games the whole year and then you don't earn a number one seed. No, I don't think that's how that's supposed to work.
They probably would have had a number one seed, but I know Baylor had dropped out of the discussion because they started losing down the stretch. They lost a couple of games, so I think they were going to be out of the number one seed discussion. Let me tell you what's going on. A lot of cancellations in sports right now with the coronavirus. March Madness, gone. Major League Baseball could be delayed. The only sport I think that probably should have continued on is NASCAR. Nobody goes to the races anyway.
So why do you
postpone races that people don't go to anyway? Agree?
There is a very distinct percentage of the population that you have offended in that statement.
I didn't mean to, but I mean, I do watch NASCAR on occasion, and you know, watch them in the front stretch and back stretch. Other than Daytona, there's a lot of empty seats at the tracks. NASCAR had a problem prior to coronavirus on attendance to the races.
And 10 years ago, that was not the case. 10 years ago, NASCAR was predicted to be a huge thing by now, and they've backslid some Not really sure why that's the case with NASCAR as far as the popularity 10 years ago and the slide in popularity 10 years later when it looked like they were on the uptick, but I think some of it's got to do with marketing.
All joking aside, though, Florida State, number one seed, would you, if they won the ACC tournament, would you put them as a number one seed? I would have.
The thing is if you're going to put, if you're going to give number, if you're going to give them the number one seed, then who doesn't get a number one seed? Obviously, we talked about Baylor would have been out, so Kansas would have gotten a number one seed. Dayton would have gotten a number one seed. San Diego would have, San Diego State would have gotten a number one seed. And then
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. So which one of those teams do you take out to give Florida State a number one seed?
San Diego State.
You, they lost two games a whole year,
you
man.
You didn't win your conference tournament.
Oh, don't hand me that load of crap.
So I'm just, we'll never know.
Don't
now.
Hand me that big boy SEC. You got to win your tournament. You got to win your conference.
You acknowledged on this show last week that the ACC was the best basketball conference in America. Florida State at 26-5, and I cannot believe I'm sitting here carrying the water for the Seminoles. 26-5, regular season ACC champs. If they win the ACC tournament, why wouldn't they be a number one seed?
Because there are four teams ahead of them would have been more deserving.
Would you take San Diego State over Florida State in a regular game? I mean, if they were playing tomorrow, who would you pick to win that game?
I'd pick San Diego State. They lost two games the whole year.
Okay. We got a sponsor to read. We see coronavirus is out here, but we still have this nonsense that comes out of Jason Bishop's mouth.
They lost two games a whole year.
They play in a weak conference.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. They play in a weak conference because the people that rank the teams tell you they play in a weak conference.
They play in a weak conference. Okay. There was only going
to, you're right. We got a sponsor.
Yeah, go ahead.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit SGHS.org, 912-466-7340.
The reason that you think that they have a weak schedule is because the people that make up the rankings tell you that they have a weak schedule, and that is the only reason that you believe that they have a weak schedule. If the people that made the rankings told you they had a strong schedule, then you would say they have a strong schedule. Kip, I challenge you to think for yourself.
I know this. I was watching that game last week between San Diego State and Utah State. I watched that game, and Utah State's resume, they were like 23-24-8. They were predicted to be one of the last four teams in the tournament, and they were the second-best team in that conference, which tells you that the conference is not very highly thought of. And give San Diego State credit.
Not very highly thought of by the people that rank the teams.
The people that actually spend a lot of time and effort into watching these teams.
Okay.
I mean, they lost. They lost to Utah State. Utah State would have had they had the automatic bid. That means San Diego State was going to take an at-large, and in my mind, they probably dropped to a two seed.
With two losses on the season.
If Florida State wins the ACC tournament, San Diego probably drops to a two seed.
That's crazy.
That's my opinion.
That's a horrible opinion.
I don't care what you think about my opinion. The listeners out there know that I'm right 100 times more than you are.
A team loses two games the whole year. One of them happens to be the conference championship game, which, by the way, they got to. And that's only the second loss of the season, and you give them a number two seed?
Oh, they're in. I mean, they're going to be in the tournament.
That's ridiculous. Well,
of course it is.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, catch 228. But that's not all. Happy hour, 4 to 6, daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris, a great selection of local draft beers, too. Flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
And in the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Tiger Woods, probably done when they come back. Tua, given a clean bill of health, now everyone can see he is way overrated. Josh Norman, T.O. 2.0. Dak, if you can't get a deal done with the Cowboys, the Tampa Bay Vipers will be in the market for a quarterback soon. The Rams will have a new logo with LA in it, at least until they move again. Are any of the NFL players reading the new proposed CBA? Does it kind of sound like it? Kyrie Irving, what have you done since you got off LeBron's coattails? You are not a real sport until your officials make horrible calls. Even though you're taking a break, welcome to the club, XFL. Write this down. If the season would have ended, LeBron James, MVP. David Pollack to the College Football Hall of Fame and to the Weight Watchers Hall of Fame. Your next WWE champion, Rob Gronkowski. And these are my thoughts.
Interesting. Interesting take there. What?
LeBron James, MVP.
Absolutely not.
Yes! Yes! Mm. Yes!
Absolutely not.
Who else is in the conversation?
Giannis.
Okay.
He plays on the Bucks. Take him off the Bucks. They're a lottery team. You take LeBron off the Lakers, they still got Anthony Davis, and they're probably a sixth seed.
See, the way that I do the MVP voting normally when I think about who deserves to win the MVP is I do exactly what you just said. I take the candidate off of the team that he's on, and I say, how much worse is this team without him? And in the argument that you just made, you're 100% right. You take Giannis off the Bucks, they don't make the playoffs. You take LeBron off the Lakers, and the Lakers still make the playoffs as a lower seed in the Western Conference. But this is an exception to the rule that I normally apply with my MVP voting. The reason that it's an exception is because I think about how much better the Lakers are with LeBron James, to the point where they are the front runner, would have been the front runner to have won the NBA championship with him in the mix. And so thus, with that little caveat, that to me makes him MVP.
Are you through with this psycho babble that you just finished? Can I talk now? LeBron, now that Anthony Davis is there.
MVP.
Anthony Davis is there now. So the Lakers have the best record out in the West. Before AD got there, Lakers were not a playoff team.
We've had this conversation before.
They weren't. Those are the facts.
Before Anthony Davis arrived in Los Angeles,
he just went on this diatribe.
The team that LeBron had previously was not very good around him. He didn't have a lot of talent around him, and it showed, especially when he got injured. They couldn't win a game without him in the lineup. For 17 games, they struggled. He came back, tried to put him on his shoulders as best he could, but you can only carry dead weight so far.
It's always like the excuses. Man, you come up with more excuses for LeBron. I don't know what it is about you guys and some in the basketball media. They make more excuses for this guy than anybody else that's probably ever played in the history of the game. He's a great player. All-time great, top three or four players all time. But for you to sit here week after week after week and say that he's the MVP of the NBA when you got to go out and get somebody a piece or two or three or seven to make him competitive. Come on, man.
They don't need to do that. They're competitive now.
Then he gets all the credit.
They have the best record in the West. How are they?
They do have the best record in the West because they brought in Anthony Davis. That's why. If they don't have Anthony Davis, the Lakers are a six seed right now.
Okay. First off,
they're not that they don't have the best record in the West if they don't have AD on that roster.
I am willing to go on a limb here. I am willing to go on record and tell you, Kip, for the record, even if the Lakers, you put LeBron James on the Lakers with the current roster they have right now, and you take Anthony Davis off of that roster, but the rest of the roster remains intact.
They're a six
the
seed.
The Lakers are no worse than a two seed.
They are. That's what you said last year. You said when they signed him last year, they were going to the NBA Finals, and they didn't even make the playoffs.
He was injured for 17 games with no help.
If they don't have Anthony Davis in L.A., on that roster, the Lakers are no better than a six seed out West.
By the way, the team that San Diego State lost to, other than Utah State, which, by the way, they beat Utah State twice during the regular season at home and at Utah State. The other team they lost to was UNLV, who they also beat in the regular season. They split those games with UNLV and then beat UNLV in the tournament, just so you know.
I mean, UNLV is not the UNLV when Grandmama and all those guys were there in the early 90s, but yeah, UNLV is a big
you're
name
the master
in the sport.
You're telling me that I'm the master of spinning things. You're the master of that. You're the master of taking somebody that accomplishes something really good and then telling them that their accomplishment isn't
the champs of their conference.
As good as it should be.
What is the name of
their accomplishment? Sucks.
What's the name of their conference? Tell me.
The Western Athletic Conference.
The WAC. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're not a big boy conference. They're probably
here you go.
They're not a big boy conference.
Hey, you won your conference, but your conference isn't a big boy conference.
It's not. You know that.
What does a big boy conference look like?
The ACC, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC in basketball.
Well, let me tell you, the big boy conference. The Big 12, boy, that was some. That's some menacing. The SEC, oh, boy, Alabama scares you, don't they?
They would scare San Diego State if they run up on them in an empty arena. Alabama's got hot at tournament time.
Let's get our Twitter question out of the way so that we can put up something else.
We got a sponsor to read, too, because you took up all this whole segment. You hijacked it with that garbage about MVPs out in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Will Mike Foltynewicz start the season in Gwinnett? 85% of our listening audience says no.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Would you be interested in any NASCAR race if there was no wreck? 75% of our listening audience says no. To your point about NASCAR.
Yep.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Oh
age is a thing that just doesn't wait for anybody. Jason Bishop sitting here with a pulled stomach muscle doing the show because I'm a trooper. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll go ahead and get the sponsor out of the way so that Kip can just take over the show and do as he wants for the next 9 minutes. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997. The Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call is 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
All right, so we've reached the point in the show where Kip's Butthurt segment is aptly named. Really, this should be called Kip Takes Over the Show and Does What He Wants and Nobody Says Anything to Him.
We're all a little butthurt this week, Jason, with all the cancellations and, you know, got a public health emergency in our country, so we have to take that very, very seriously. And this is a lighthearted segment here, just talking about sports. So number five on the butthurt list this week, the city of Atlanta. They just lost the 2020 Final Four. I was in Atlanta this week. I took a tour of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and they were getting it set up for the Final Four. You had, you know, billboards and things everywhere. And then the word came out later in the week, Atlanta lost the 2020 Final Four, and that's going to cost the city quite a bit of money. TV contracts, all that involved, approaching $1 billion, Jason. So there's a lot of corporate sponsors of City of Atlanta, CBS, television networks, lost a lot of money by not having the March Madness this year. Number four on the butthurt list this week, and I know it probably affects you more than anybody because you were sitting here projecting last segment about your boy. The NBA season has been postponed.
You mean the MVP?
Or whatever you want to call it. The NBA has been postponed, and most of us people with real sports knowledge knew the Lakers weren't going to win the NBA championship anyway. But now it gives you an opportunity as the president of the Southeast Georgia Laker Club to proclaim them as NBA champions, which I'm sure you'll start doing here anytime soon.
You're right. This is a comedy sports show. We are here to entertain you, maybe take your mind off some things, but the advantage to everything being canceled is none of my predictions will be wrong.
Correct. And when the games are actually played, most of them are wrong. Now you can claim victory. Number three, and this one really hits me at the core. I don't know why, but this is one of the top five sporting events I look forward to every year. It's going to get played, they say, but the Masters is getting delayed. Love the Masters, my favorite golf tournament of the year. I'll tune in. They're going to play the Masters this year, Jason, and there won't be dogwoods. There won't be azaleas blooming. It'll probably be later in the summer, and all that'll be gone. We'll just have to watch the Masters on a golf course that's not as beautiful as it is in April. That really stings as a sports fan. Number two on the butthurt list, Jason, and I know this probably hurts you as well, Major League Baseball pushed back at least a few weeks. I was kind of looking forward to opening day. I was looking forward to the Braves getting ready to maybe make a World Series run. The positive thing out of this, it gives Cole Hamels more time to get healthy.
I don't really know if that's a positive thing, because you probably are going to have Kyle Wright, Sean Newcomb, and Felix Hernandez all sitting there competing for two spots. And with Cole Hamels coming back, there's only going to be one spot available, and one of those three guys is going to fill it.
Yeah, those are questions that are going to be answered, but it doesn't look like it's going to get answered in the next 10 days. It looks like it may be a month or so, maybe a few weeks pushback. We'll see.
Do what you got to do.
Number one, and the one that hurts the most, this is when you think March Madness,
I'm sad. You can call it March sadness. You can call it whatever you want to. There's no NCAA basketball tournament this year, and millions of people fill out brackets every year. It's a big deal. And
I get to fill out a bracket.
Millions of people get to fill out a bracket. I guess we're just going to have to come up with some phantom brackets this year and just kind of go through and proclaim who we thought might win the tournament.
Who we know would have won the tournament. Because that's what I deal in. I deal in absolutes.
Yeah. You just said about 3 minutes ago in this segment that now that things are canceled, you can't be wrong. Implying that you're always wrong when you predict other stuff.
No,
that's what you said.
Look, at the end of the day, our listeners know about once a year I miss one.
Yes. Okay. That's the butthurt segment this week. And, public service announcement. Guys, take this thing seriously. Practice proper hygiene. Wash your hands. Do what you need to do. And as a country, we'll get through this.
All right. That's a pretty good segment.
Yes, sir. March Madness. Florida State would have been a one seed.
No, they wouldn't have. Who would you have taken to have won the whole thing?
I was going to pick Kansas in my bracket. I've watched them play a couple of times here recently. I would have picked them overall to win the tournament, but a Final Four, it just depends on the seeding. I could see Florida State getting to the Final Four.
Well, I didn't ask you about your Final Four. I asked you about who you had to
pick,
win it.
I would have picked Kansas to win it all.
You know who I would have picked?
Well, here we go.
You know who I would have picked to win?
San Diego State.
Florida State.
Florida State. Okay.
I was going to pick Florida State to win the whole thing.
He's going to pick the Seminoles. Okay.
I was going to pick Florida State to win the whole thing and beat San Diego State in the finals.
I'd have took Kansas. I think Florida State had enough to get to the Final Four. I've watched Dayton a little bit. They had a shot to get to the Final Four.
I changed my mind. I'm picking San Diego State to win the whole thing.
Okay. So what you do? So you pick two winners now.
I like Florida State to win it.
Okay.
But I can see San Diego State having a good chance.
So you've picked two winners in a tournament, a fictional tournament. Okay. Want to choose another winner?
You could probably make an argument for Duke.
Duke, did you see the statement they came out with? They weren't going to the tournament at all if it was going to be played. They had made a university decision not to play in the NCAA tournament. They weren't going even if it was going to be played.
I still would have picked them.
Yeah, I know you would have.
Duke, these are my three winners. Duke, San Diego State, Florida State.
And Central Florida. You left them out. You picked them to win everything.
I don't think they made the tournament.
Somehow in your fantasy world, they would have.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need. Auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. But that's not all. Happy hour. 4 to 6, daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris, a great selection of local draft beers, too. Flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228. All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
We go to break and Kip just can't resist getting into LeBron talk. He just can't help himself.
3-6 in the finals. Who? Michael Jordan 6-0 in the NBA finals.
So LeBron went to more NBA finals than Michael Jordan did.
He lost six.
So LeBron has been to more NBA finals than Michael Jordan is what you're telling me.
Because the league's okay. Stacked. Free okay. Agency, I mean, it goes out and recruits
No,
people.
I'm asking the question.
Six losses in
I'm
the NBA
I'm asking the
finals.
Question. LeBron went to 9 NBA finals. Jordan went to 6. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, Jordan's 6-0. Okay. He hasn't lost six finals. He's won six finals.
He's only been to six finals.
What else can you do? NBA was a better league back then.
He's only been to six finals. LeBron took bad teams to the NBA finals. He's real. To be honest with you,
bad teams.
LeBron's only really had one good team, like one really great team. That team that had Ray Allen on it.
The team that had D Wade and Chris Bosh and Ray Allen, all probably Hall of Famers.
Yeah, that's probably the greatest.
Oh, okay.
That's probably the only great team that LeBron has played on. And oh, by the way, they won the finals that year.
Okay. Yeah, they lost to the
Mavericks.
The
rest of the teams that LeBron played on.
3-6.
He had decent teams, in some cases bad teams. Those Cleveland teams that he was taking to the finals, man, they were atrocious.
That had Kyrie Irving. It had Kevin Love. All-stars.
Kyrie Irving basically played on LeBron's coattails.
Okay.
And that's been proven. Kyrie has proven that since he's left. Since he left Cleveland and left LeBron behind, what's Kyrie done? Nothing.
All I know is this.
LeBron carried him.
If Kyrie doesn't drop 40, then your boy's 2-7 in the NBA Finals.
Who blocked that shot at the end of the game?
2-7 if he doesn't have Kyrie.
Who blocked that shot at the end of the game against the Warriors?
We can do this all day.
We sure can.
Yes, we can.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Catch 228 and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent would take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Just like the Lakers have to get people to cover LeBron's back. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call, 912-265-9175. Beats all I've ever seen. You sit here week after week, year after year, and you try to defend someone who has to go out and you have to recruit him. You go out and get him the best pieces every year. I mean, you got AD, you got D Wade, Hall of Famers, top 50 players probably in the world. You got Chris Bosh, you got Ray Allen, you got all these Kyrie Irving. Kevin Love. And then you can say he doesn't have any help when they lose. But when he wins, oh, it was all because of him.
That's because he didn't have
three
any help.
And six. Period. End of story. Michael Jordan, 6-0.
Who had a ton of help?
He had Scottie.
Mm.
Had Scottie Pippen.
Tony Kukoc, Dennis Rodman, Paxson Kerr.
Mm. I mean,
yeah. The Atlanta. 6-0. Okay. We've had this conversation a million times. We know where it goes. It goes with me. It goes to me winning the conversation and winning the argument. So let's just move on. The Atlanta Braves, of course, you mentioned Major League Baseball is postponing the beginning of their season. The pitching staff, that really doesn't help the younger guys because, like you said, Cole Hamels will probably be back healthy by the time they start. And so now that takes away a spot out of the rotation for a guy like a Sean Newcomb, even though he's not all that young, but more specifically a Kyle Wright to make the team. Tuki Toussaint was pitching very well as well. The thing to me is that's the most interesting is Austin Riley, Johan Camargo. That situation, both guys have had a really good spring. Austin Riley's had a little bit better of a spring than what Camargo's had at this point. And I have said all along, if this was close and Riley just didn't fall flat on his face, it was Riley's job to win. And if it was close, Riley would win the job. And probably what's going to happen with Johan Camargo, Braves fans, alas, if Riley wins the job, they're probably going to trade Johan Camargo.
I mean, you got to get – he's a good trade piece. He's a good player. And if he doesn't win the third base job, he's a valuable asset when you go out and try to improve your ball club. Especially if you're talking about getting another option at third base. They could go that route. Package a young arm. I'm looking forward to seeing Cole Hamels get healthy. And if Felix Hernandez can make this rotation, the Braves are going. They might win the World Series.
If Felix Hernandez makes the rotation, then what you're basically doing is you're holding back guys like Kyle Wright and Tuki Toussaint that I mentioned earlier, Bryce Wilson, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're going to have two grizzled veterans at the back end and Cole Hamels and Felix Hernandez, and then the guys that are the future of your team, you're not giving them the major league experience, even if they've played well enough to have earned it.
Do you want to win a World Series this year?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Do I want to win a World Series?
A Braves fan, you want to win a World Series. I do. So if you can get another Hall of Fame type of season out of King Felix that Seattle got, would you not trade that for 1 year of development for a banner hanging over SunTrust Park or whatever it's called? Now it's a new
Truist Bank Field.
Yeah.
Or Truist Field, actually.
Truist Field. So would you not mortgage that?
I don't think it was ever called SunTrust Bank Park. I think it was SunTrust Park.
Yep, SunTrust. Whatever, they change these sponsors.
You just name things whatever you want.
Yep.
That's what you do.
I would take a good solid 15-18 win season out of Felix Hernandez to get a World Series ring.
If he wins 18, that's not going to happen, first off. But if he wins 18 games, he's winning Comeback Player of the Year. And I agree with you. If he wins 18 games in the Braves rotation – with Soroka and Fried at the top end, that's pretty formidable. That's tough to beat. So they would probably win the World Series if that equation plays out. Now, more realistically, let me bring you back down to earth.
All right.
Felix Hernandez, if he wins 10 games for the Atlanta Braves, that's a huge coup. They're only paying the guy $1 million.
If you can get 25 wins out of Hamels and Felix Hernandez, does that mean the Braves are going to the World Series?
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Because you can get 25 wins in the regular season, but how are they pitching in the postseason?
I mean, would that get them there?
Get them to the postseason?
Yeah. Get them in position to play at home.
Yeah, you get 25 wins out of the back end of your rotation, sure. Yeah, that's going to get you into the playoffs.
Would you like to see a playoff rotation of Hamels and Hernandez and Fried and Soroka? That'd be – I wouldn't want to deal with that come playoff time, would you? If they're all pitching well? I wouldn't want to deal with that.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but then, you know, you didn't mention Mike Foltynewicz. You didn't mention Kyle Wright.
I'm not mentioning
Bryce Wilson. You didn't mention Tuki Toussaint. You didn't mention Husker Yanoa. None of those young guys.
Well, I mean, you got to have middle relief. The bullpen's pretty set. I mean, the Braves are trying to win now. They've got the pieces together to win now, especially if Hernandez can get back to resembling something that of the last few years.
If he and Hamels combine for 25 wins, Braves are in the playoffs.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture. The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. But that's not all. Happy hour, 4 to 6. Daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary bar. Assortment of frozen daiquiris, a great selection of local draft beers, too. Flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Ridiculousness.
Facts.
I just got hit with a comment of LeBron might not make the playoffs this year. Well, nobody's going to make the playoffs. Kip, there aren't any playoffs to be had.
They're postponed. You better hope. I mean, But I kind of hope NBA does pick back up maybe in a month or so. And what's going to happen is what any basketball fan that watches basketball knows is what's going to happen. The Lakers are going to get in the playoffs, and then they're going to choke. And your boy will be 3-7.
It's like a dog with a bone.
In the NBA finals then. He won't even make it out of the West because they're not beating the Clippers when it's all on the line anyway. It's
like a dog with a bone. Yeah. Just keep gnawing and gnawing until there's nothing left.
Might not beat the Nuggets.
Might not beat the Nuggets.
Yeah. All right. We got a sponsor to read.
I don't know. Do we? You've been on LeBron kick for 10 minutes.
You've mentioned his name just then. I didn't.
That is the biggest load of crap that you've ever spat on this show.
You just mentioned this.
We went to break, and as soon as we went to break, you started with LeBron, and you carried it all the way through the break and into this segment, and then you've got the audacity to sit there and put it on me.
That's your boy. You're the president of the Southeast Georgia.
This segment
of
the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is sponsored by Nat's Landing, Pristine Water, and by the Strike Zone.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water? And Pristine Coffee, yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available. Creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The WWE has made it very clear that they intend to move forward with their Super Bowl event, WrestleMania, coming up in April. And so these are the matches that they currently have on the card. The WWE Championship will be between Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre.
What was that, about an 8-minute match?
Basically, I can go ahead and tell you the way that match is going to go. Brock Lesnar is going to come out. He's going to beat the holy hell out of Drew McIntyre. And in the end, Drew McIntyre will find a way to win the match.
Well, like a cradle, like roll-up quick pin or something like that?
Something weird, and he'll win the championship.
And then get beat up. After that?
Yeah, probably. Goldberg versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship.
That shouldn't be a long match either.
That won't be a long match because Goldberg can't wrestle long matches now.
Because he's, what, 50-something now?
Speaking of older wrestlers, John Cena versus The Fiend Bray Wyatt. That might be one of the better matches on the card.
You keep having to recycle him.
Yeah, there's nobody else to go to.
Yep.
And the Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
The NXT Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
Woo!
I knew that was coming. The Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
The Undertaker back for another WrestleMania.
Once again, you've got to recycle.
That shouldn't be a long match either. Is that a Hell in a Cell match?
I don't know. Probable matches. These matches are not yet confirmed, but are very more than likely. Edge versus Randy Orton.
No, I would watch that one. I think that may be the best match on the card.
Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins.
I like Seth, but they could do more with Seth, but they don't.
Intercontinental Championship, Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman.
Nah.
And those are the only confirmed and probable matches that are mentioned. Of course, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and then the Women's Battle Royal as well. That's what's on the WrestleMania card.
Well, they might as well. They're recycling Undertaker and Cena. Bring back The Rock and Austin, too. Let's just have a reunion show at WrestleMania. Heck, bring back Hulk Hogan. Put him in there.
Well, they've done that.
Put him in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Come out there with the red and yellow on. For all the Hulkamaniacs out there. That eat, say their prayers and eat their vitamins, brother.
Make that a Twitter question of the week. Do you want to see Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania?
I don't, but probably.
We'll have that up momentarily. You can go to Twitter, Bishop_show. Do you want to see Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania?
I'd like to see Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen at WrestleMania come out there and take somebody out.
No.
No. That's what I would like to see.
No.
Stone Cold come out and then hit somebody over the head with a chair. Wouldn't mind seeing that either. And The Rock come out and, to the millions and millions. Yeah, that would be pretty fun. I just don't want to see Triple H involved in anything as it relates to the card at WrestleMania. He just needs to stay in his suit.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. Hopefully that's what will happen. But, you know, egos, especially when you're the one calling the shots and you have an ego, things like that happen.
I got somebody on Facebook Live saying, bring back DX.
No. No, DX is my all-time favorite group, but no.
Bring back DX is what the flock saying on Facebook Live today.
You can't put a 50-year-old Triple H and Shawn Michaels out there as DX now.
The showstopper.
You just can't do it.
You can't do it?
Mm-mm. Not at 50. Mm. You got to let that go.
Who else? Now, CM Punk, I wish he would make an appearance and come back and take over the company.
That would be the ultimate signing for them. That would put a lot of heat in the company, which they need right now, because there's not. That's why Goldberg is there, because they're trying to revamp some of the old school wrestling fans that they've lost. So they recycle a John Cena and a Goldberg.
CM Punk can wrestle, and he's as good as anybody on the microphone.
The Lakers finished with the best record in the NBA Finals, or the NBA regular season in the Western Conference. The Bucks finished the regular season with the best record in the Eastern Conference. So, by default, we're going to say the NBA Finals is going to take place between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks.
No, we're not going to say that at all. That's not a default final, because your boy is prone to choke in the playoffs and in the finals. So, no, we're not going to assume that one bit. They have to win. They might not even get out of their own city in the playoffs.
There we go.
You brought it up. We were talking WrestleMania, and you had to throw the little barb and jab in there. So I'm commenting on it.
I've got a question for you. Bucks, best record in the East? Yes. Lakers, best record in the West?
Yes.
Okay.
Clippers going to win the West if it resumes.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!